Hello, my name's Barry. Welcome to Christianity Explained. Oi, I had a very interesting day. And it all began this afternoon when things were not working so well with recording. Whether this has to do with developing a hope-filled, realist perspective on your situation, quite a lot. By nature, I am more of a realist. I see the reality of the situation. It's one of the reasons why I don't try and do something really reckless. Contrary to popular myth, I am not Mr. Magoo. I know the difference between a guy with a fur coat and a grizzly. Yeah, right. And by the way, I was a fan of Mr. Magoo. Loved the show. And I get to laugh at people who have idiotic views. Now, a hope-filled realist is somebody who sees hope in the situation in spite of the challenges that one faces. Now, the real question is, where is it based on? Well, my hope is based on Christ. It's based on who Jesus is and what he has done for me and what God is able to do for and through me. That's what my hope is based on. It doesn't mean I won't have problems. Oh, no. No. It does mean I will have problems and challenges. Okay, that's part of life. Part of this world that we live in. But I get to choose. All right, Father, I will trust you in the circumstances. I'll trust you to guide, whether if you speak to a still quiet voice or some thoughts and ideas that may very well come from him. And I'm not afraid to rely on him, even when I kind of already know what to do. Because all about relationship. That's one of the keys to developing a hope-filled perspective. Hope-filled perspective doesn't say the circumstances and say, okay, it's pointless. How can you conceive of doing YouTube video with your vision or whatever? Very easy. In fact, there's a whole slew of disability advocates from the blind community, deaf, and others who are doing YouTube. Oh my God. I would not tell those guys they can't. Some of those guys will straighten your butt out real fast. And frankly, I didn't blame them. But that's what it means to have a hope-filled view. You don't dwell on the negative, but you put a rein on the positivity in such a way that you see the reality, but you're able to say, let's solve this. Another aspect of having such a view is an attitude of gratitude. I'm thankful that I spent time learning some valuable tips from Live Streaming Pro, Think Media, VidIQ. They really helped out a lot in many ways. I'm thankful that I can order my grocery online and have it delivered. You see where I'm going with the attitude of gratitude? It helps and makes it a lot easier. I can assure you, because I used to vent a lot when I was a lot younger and complain. It never helped. It never helped. It didn't solve anything. And the loud complaining and criticizing, I got news for you. It doesn't create an atmosphere where people want to be near you. It's more like, get me away from this guy! Run! It's the nutty advocate! I've seen that, and it is a reality. I'm poking fun, but it is unfortunately true. Oh, boy. Yeah. It really doesn't. No, doesn't mean I have to be a doormat, but it means I have to be proactive to the problem, not reactive. Okay, I went into a lot more details in the blog post. I would suggest you read, because I'm not sure of how to keep something like this reasonable length for you. Okay, hope you have a blessed day, and see you when I see you. And yes, I'm being hopeful that I will learn. Have a blessed day.